This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The tech sector in San Francisco may be booming, but homeless people in that city are still suffering. And with real estate prices surging, the pressure on people at the margin is intensifying. There's only about one shelter bed for every five homeless people in that city, and both homeless people and their neighbors are pushing for solutions. So San Francisco is trying a new kind of shelter, one with a difference, fewer rules, and more open space, Sam Harnett reports.
Marco Simonetti is rolling back his sleeve. He has thick, long, fresh scars all down his arm.
I was robbed and stabbed a couple of weeks ago.
Simonetti was living on the street. The attackers took all he had, a bike, wallet, and $3.
They just picked me at random, I guess. Maybe the gray hair. There's an old guy, let's get him.
Simonetti is much safer now. He's living at the Navigation Center. It's different from most shelters, less institutional. There's a big courtyard and no curfew, so guests can come and go anytime.
We're trying to lower the barriers for people on the street to access shelter.
Julie Ledbetter directs the center and says the biggest difference is that people can bring pets, partners, and possessions. Usually, they have to leave all that behind.
We don't want to create a place that breaks down the very little supports that they have, so it's about starting with what they have and building up.
Shelters are a band-aid. Dorms crammed with beds, no place to put your stuff. Sexes are separated to protect women from rape. These conditions keep people out.
I don't go nowhere she can't go.
Alan Nathy is an Army vet. He's been homeless 15 years and never went to a shelter. He couldn't abandon the love of his life.
Benji, come here. Come here, Mommy. Say hi to the man.
What kind of dog do you know?
She's an English Staffordshire Terrier.
The center has government services on site to help with housing, benefits, and jobs. Housing director Bevan Dufty says the city is under pressure to innovate.
The technology companies that are here, they want to see us do a better job at responding to homelessness.
Dufty hopes they start chipping in more because the center isn't cheap. It's funded by a $2.4 million anonymous donation, and it accommodates only 75 people at a time. But Simonetti says the difference from a regular shelter is huge.
They treat you more like a regular person here. You know, they help more. They want to see you progress. They don't want to see you stagnate.
Simonetti hopes to organize himself and get back together with his old girlfriend. She's now living off the street. But his big dream is to buy a boat like the one he used to live in, to head out to the Golden Gate Bridge, turn left, and keep on sailing. I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.